Hi there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 34 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Thursday, December the 17th, 2009. The title of this podcast is Happiness. I have often talked about happiness and how only you can make yourself happy throughout my podcasts since I began this at the beginning of November. Happiness comes from within. I also believe the more self-worth you feel and the more confident you are, the happier you will be with your life. You do not need something to make you happy. Some people think that more money would make them happy. This might be true for a short period of time, but is not permanent happiness. I know a lot of people that do not have money and they are extremely happy with themselves. I also know people that have lots of money that can buy anything they want and they're totally miserable. Now, I'm not saying that all rich people are miserable and all poor people are happy. I'm saying you can be rich, you can be poor. Whether you're happy or whether you're miserable is all about you. It's got nothing to do with your money. Have you ever met a person that always has to be buying something? You know, I always look at these people and think, yeah, they're shopaholic. They get a happy high when they make their purchase. Before long, this wears off and they concentrate on the next item that they desire. They are never happy for a long period of time. It is a vicious circle. I mean, I see a lot of, and I'm not trying to classify here, I mean, I'm sure women do it too. But have you ever met men in your life where, you know, all they do is keep on buying? The older they get, they buy more toys. I call that toys for big boys, okay? They got to have a boat, and they got to have their truck, and they got to have their four-wheeler, and they've got to have their golf cart, and they've got to have their big screen TV, and their, you know, their huge stereo system, and a surround sound system for their big TV. You know, it goes on and on and on. And it's because they're trying to fill a void. And I'm not, you know, like, please, I'm not saying that all men are like this. I'm not saying that some women are not like this. I'm just making an example because I know that there are some men that I know in my life that are like that. You know, they try to fill a void. I also know of some women in my life that are shopaholics. They get up every day and they go to the mall. And, you know, and they shop, shop, shop. They shop till they drop. And they come home and they, you know, they don't have enough room in their closet for their clothes or their shoes or their boots or enough stuff in the cupboard. I mean, their house is cluttered. They just keep on buying and buying and buying because there's a void inside themselves. And they want to just keep on filling that void. And they fill it temporarily, but it's never permanently. Okay? The only way to inner happiness is to commit to your personal growth journey. Now this time I'd like to summarize some tips on finding some inner happiness that some of them I've mentioned in previous podcasts, some of them might be new. But here we go, okay? The first is you need to find a way to believe that you are worthy. Now this one is really tough for women that have been abused. I know because, I mean, you have been beaten down mentally and or physically and you feel very unworthy through that entire relationship and you have to begin to build yourself up and say, you know what, I am a worthy person and I do deserve happiness and I do deserve these things in life and I do deserve good. I am a good person. So you need to work on your worthiness and, you know, take a look in the mirror. Are you a perfectionist? If you are a perfectionist, find a way to tame that demand. No one and nothing is perfect. Accept that and forgive yourself. Allow yourself to make mistakes. because mistakes are nothing more than learning how not to do it next time. Begin immediately to be happy about the good that is already in your life, because there's lots of it there. You just have to look around, open your eyes, open your ears, take a look around, pay attention. Are you happy with your home? Are you happy with your friends? Are you happy with your work or your clothes or your looks? What about, are you happy with your determination in whatever it is that you strive for, whatever goals you are setting? Are you happy with your determination about those goals? Are you happy about your personality? Are you happy about who you are? Take all these things into account and try looking at the positive. There's got to be positive in there. And view the negative as issues that you're going to work on one step at a time. And it takes baby steps. I've talked about this before. I believe the luckiest people alive are those that wake up every morning anxious to begin their day. These are the people that love what they do for a living. These are the people that have conquered balance in their lives. They're not burning themselves out. They have established feel-good habits. They have mastered the art of self-compassion. They have mastered the fact that they have accepted themselves for who they are. They have worked on themselves. They have learned to love themselves. And until you learn to love yourself, you are not going to be happy, because you are always going to be beating yourself up. Do you know what happens when you are truly happy? You will be totally healthy. Yes, many people believe that illness is just your negative emotions manifesting into disease. Look at the word disease. Write it down. D-I-S-E-A-S-E. Dis-ease. Meaning you are not at ease. When you are not happy, you're not relaxed, you're not at ease. So get happy, get relaxed. Through my personal healing journey, I was on a roller coaster ride with this. One day I felt I mastered happiness. Another day I would plummet into despair. You have to understand, when you are growing and healing, you have to expect this. You know, it's going to be a roller coaster ride. Think of it this way. Allow the bad days, knowing that the good and the great days are just up ahead. It's kind of like living with an abusive partner. And most of you that are listening to this, you've been abused. That's why you're listening to this. These podcasts are dedicated to abused women worldwide. When a person is abused, they are willing to tolerate the bad days with their abuser, because they cherished the good days. They held on to the good days and they yearned and wished for the good days. I know, I've been there. The reason I stayed in the relationship so long is because I desired the good. I mean, he wasn't all bad. If he was all bad, I would never have married him. Every abuser has good points. I mean, my ex-husband was loving and caring and generous and kind when he wanted to be, and just the total opposite when he wanted to be also. So I would always, you know, try to dismiss the bad times and just hang on to the good times. But eventually, you know, the good times were not worth the bad times. So, you know, I checked out. And I'm sure a lot of you listening to this have done the same thing. So when you realize this, that when you're on your healing journey, you're going to be on a bit of a roller coaster ride, you know, and what I want you to concentrate on is that now you are on a journey to freedom. And someday your life will be more good than bad. And it'll just keep getting better and better as you go on. Your happiness will begin to shine so strong that the dark days will be few and far between. Imagine that. Can you imagine that? Isn't that a great goal? Isn't that a wonderful dream in your life? I say this because it is not likely you will live in absolute bliss. Okay, so when I say, you know, you're still gonna have dark days, I can't promise you bliss. I can't promise you heaven. But I can promise you that most of your days will be good. And on the days that are dark and you're walking through and you're trying to deal with what life is throwing at you, you are going to have tools to get through it much better than you did many moons ago. You know, to put it in a different way, as you're walking through life and something smacks you, I mean, you know, let's say let's say somebody starts whipping lemons at you, you're going to be able to, you know, stop and pick up some water, grab those lemons and make lemonade. Yeah, so how does that sound? You know, on your bad days, you can drink the lemonade. That sounds good, right? Something else to help, you know, in your happiness is look around at your surroundings in your home. Is your home full of clutter? If your home is full of clutter, this clutters your mind. And it can actually make you feel bad. I mean, I know I spent, you know, I don't know how much time I spent at decluttering. And now I'm to the point where I walk into a house that's cluttered and it actually bothers me. Because I don't want clutter around me. It tends to, like, almost give me some anxiety. So try getting rid of the clutter, okay? And, you know, if possible, if you have the money, you know, give your living space a makeover to lift your spirits. You know, it doesn't always cost a lot of money. You know, if you can afford to go out and buy a can of paint, paint your room, paint your house, you know? And the last thing is remember to find balance in your life. Balance between work, rest, and play. So these, you know, this is a little bit of summary of how you can find happiness in your life. I think I mentioned that if, you know, this is podcast number 34. I have many other podcasts I have links to it on my website at www.breakingfree.ca. Please feel free to go out and visit my website. There's other information out there. You can contact me through my website. For today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.